Hello, everyone. It's time for The Good Stuff, and are we ever happy to have you with us? We know you're listening on stations like Wheatland, Wyoming, KYCN 1340 AM Kickin' Country, and here in KOKK 1210 AM, and we're delighted to have you as a guest.
The Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to visit Cherry County. In fact, if you go to visitvalentine.com, you're going to find a list of 50 things to do. A Niobrara River trip, Merritt Reservoir fishing trip, or maybe it's the Home of the Nebraska Star Party starting July 28th. And it's a Quiet Trails International on the Niobrara River. Don't forget the Niobrara River races coming up June 1st. Funds and prizes, lots of entertainment there. Check it all out at visitvalentine.com.
Knowledge is infinite. Knowledge is a tale that never ceases. Every issue of the Tri-State Livestock News is a landmark. Every issue of the Tri-State Livestock News is a landmark. Agriculture is the focus. Knowledge is the heart that sustains the Tri-State Livestock News legacy, a steadfast convention from their first publication to their latest issue. Continuous knowledge. Discover more online at tsln.com. Or order yours now. Receive the Tri-State Livestock News.
Here's our poem for the day, The Farmer and the Lord. And I do not have an author on this. If you send something to us, please include the author if you know it so we can give credit where credit is due.
And if you don't know, that's okay. Still pass it on.
But The Farmer and the Lord. While resting one evening by the side of the road, I seen an old farmer in a field that he'd just hoed. His face was all brown and wrinkled by the wind, and he was talking to the Lord, just like he'd be talking to a friend. "Well, sir," he said, in a voice calm and quiet, "them corn tassels need sacking, but I got no string to tie it. Had no rain in so long that the field is mighty dusty. It's been so unbearable hot that the kids are even getting fussy. Now that grass down in the pasture should be knee-high, if we could just have a little shower, Lord, it might keep the cow from going dry. Ah, but listen to me talking. You'd think I weren't grateful. Why, if you didn't know me so well, Lord, you'd think I was downright hateful. You'd think that I'd forgot about the new calf that you sent and the money in the mail that took care of the rent. Ma's cold is better, and Johnny's home from the Navy, and that good Sunday dinner of chicken, dumplings, and gravy. The new preacher you sent us, Lord, he sure is a fine young man. Why, he's just converting them sinners to beat the band. Well, guess I'll be moseying along, Lord. Won't take no more of your time. Guess there's plenty of folks hereabouts waiting to ring your line. Evening to you, Lord, and watch over us tonight. And don't you worry none about us, Lord, 'cause everything's going to be just all right." That's called The Farmer and the Lord, and I wish I knew who the author was on that. But
that's a great poem.
Another lesson for us. What do you have to share?
Well, I have something from Tony Bullitt, and of course, that's always funny. And I just ask that you stay patient and wait till the very end, okay?
All right.
All right. Jake wakes up at home with a huge hangover he can't believe. He forces himself to open his eyes, and the first thing he sees is a couple of aspirin next to a glass of water on the side table, and next to them, a single red rose. Jack sits down and sees his clothing in front of him all clean and pressed. Jack looks around the room and sees that it is in perfect order, spotlessly clean. So is the rest of the house. He takes the aspirin, cringes when he sees a big black eye staring back at him in the bathroom mirror, and notices a note on the table. "Honey, breakfast is on the stove. I left early to go shopping. Love you." He stumbles to the kitchen, and sure enough, there is a hot breakfast and the morning newspaper. His son is also at the table eating. Jack asks, "Son, what happened last night?" "Well, you came home after 3 a.m., drunk and out of your mind. You broke some furniture, threw up all in the hallway, got that black eye when you ran into the door. So why is everything in such perfect order? So clean. I have a rose, and there's breakfast on the table waiting for me." His son replies, "Oh, that? Mom dragged you to the bedroom, and when she tried to take your pants off, you screamed, 'Leave me alone, lady! I'm married!'" Broken furniture, $85. Hot breakfast, $4.20. Red rosebud, $3. Two aspirin, 38 cents. Saying the right thing at the right time? Priceless.
Oh, that is a good one. Thanks for sharing that today here on The Good Stuff. Kim, if you have something to share, send it to kimhburge@gmail.com, and keep listening to The Good Stuff.